This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Challenge friends, we are back. I'm Vinny Adams. You guys might know me from the Challenge After Show and the Challenge News Daily. I am joined by two special guests, Mr. Jordan and Miss Naya. You guys, I cannot thank you enough for coming on this show to talk about a very important topic that's going on around the world. So I want to just get right into it, you guys. A lot of controversy is going on. I know you guys did an Instagram Live, and what I want for this interview is I want you guys to be able to just put it all out there. I want you guys to give the fans what they want, because the fans are looking for answers. And I've seen the tweets, I've seen the comments, and some of them just weren't too happy with the Instagram Live because they said it didn't really reveal anything. So I want to go all the way back to the real world that you guys were on, the real world Portland. And I want to go back to that fight that started it all today. Can you give us, for the fans who don't know, the backstory and the behind the scenes of what a lot of people don't know?
I want to give Jordan the floor first.
Jordan.
Okay. So the behind the scenes. So, you know, this was a long time ago, and I know that a lot of people are seeing clips of what happened right now. And that's kind of what's spurring a lot of this, right? And Naya and I, from the time she walked into the house, you know, like we started getting really close, and then something turned and there was this rivalry that started, and it had been brewing for a long time. And that night I had, I'd come home, I went to bed, I was very drunk, went to bed, and I was in bed, and Naya comes in the room, and she has this brand new bottle of vodka. Naya loves Grey Goose. And she comes in and she's like, Jordan, drink with me. And I'm like, no. And she's like, drink with me. So, she, you know, the bottle ends up getting poured everywhere, all over me. I end up taking the bottle, pouring it out. This continues. More vodka comes out. Cheerios come out. Cheerios get dumped all over me. And she's like putting them in my face. She's like, you're drunk. You need to sober up. So she put these Cheerios in my mouth, and I'm like, all right, here we go. And so I spit these Cheerios back at her. And now we've crossed the line. You know what I mean? Like, at this point, it's kind of like, all right, we're past this, you know, whatever this like flirty thing was. And now we're in like deep water. And it just kept going. And like an alarm clock came out. And like we ended up wrestling on the bed. And then by the end of this whole thing took about an hour and a half. That's how, like, from the start to finish, you know, it was a very slow burn until it caught. And then we just blew up. And we were at the point that Naya was just shouting everything she could think of at me. And my only thought was, repeat what she's saying. Like, repeat what she's saying, you know, like I've ran out of words. And, you know, I did one of the most ignorant things that I could do. And it blew the house up. It was the most polarizing event of the house. And then the next morning it was, well, you better pick a side. And Marlon, you know, you have to be with me because, you know, Jordan did this. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. And, you know, it was a very big learning curve for me. And when talking to my dad on the phone, you know, he told me, he was like, yo, he's like, it doesn't matter how mad you get, you can't do that. And I was just like, I know, you know, we weren't raised that way. And, you know, it hurt me. And by the end of the show, Naya and I got to address that, and we got to come together and cry together and let out a lot of pain that was on our hearts. And since then, we've created this relationship, and I care for her so much, and we have this bond. It doesn't excuse anything. And I do want to address some of these comments that we're seeing, and it's, you know, we're getting heat about, like, you know, Naya can't speak for every, you know, Black person that saw this or in the country. And we're not trying to, and I really don't think she's trying to, because all we can do is speak for our situation, learn from this. And I certainly learned, you know, and we can deal with our situation, and we hope people can quantify this to show that, hey, there was forgiveness there for as bad as that got. Maybe we can have that here. And if he can turn it around and now be an advocate, maybe others can too.
Yes.
Some of the other things are, why now? Why are they just saying something now? And in our defense, we did an entire after show. MTV had an entire after show for this. We went on, Coral hosted, a great unbiased host who gave it to both of us, saw both sides. And at the end, we came together, and that doesn't get circulated now. You know, nobody wants to circulate that stuff. They just want to circulate these clips that show the most racist behavior that they can find, and they're just going to run with that. But we're here because learn from us. And that's, you know, we want to answer every question. You know, I love that people have all these questions, and that now, Benny, that you've given us the platform to now come on and address them. So I'd love to address them.
That's my favorite thing to hear. We want to answer all the questions, because I got a lot of questions for you guys. And you mentioned a lot of things that I want to cover. Starting off with you, Naya, Jordan, you said a lot of people were leaving comments as to, you know, why should Naya be here defending you, helping you out? One viewer wanted to know, you know, due to your past with the sexual assault on your last season of The Challenge, why should you be someone that fans can trust to get the word out about, you know, the serious topic that's going on?
You're saying, okay. I don't know how the two correlate. Like, sexual assault and racial injustice are like two different things. But I've just always been one of those people who just see things for what they are and try to take the emotion out of it once I've calmed down. And for me, he and I went through so many emotions. We went through so many stages of arriving to forgiveness, arriving to understanding, arriving to moving forward. It wasn't like a quick, I'm sorry. It, you know, it took time, and it was built through us spending time together, getting to know each other. And I think that some people think that a lot of these apologies are to save face, not just from, you know, him or, you know, people that are, you know, on television, but like a lot of corporations where it comes off insincere. And for me, he and I did the work. And I was able to go through that same process, even with my sexual assault case, which I didn't even win in court. But to me, I still was victorious because I was able to forgive this person, which was not required. But I was also able to, that was a part of my own healing and ability to move forward. When that initially happened, you know, this was a Black man, an African man. And initially, the way it affected me, I could not even be in a room with someone that had a thick, heavy ethnic African accent because it terrified me. It made me angry. It reminded me of, you know, my attacker. But I decided I'm not going to stay in that. If I go through my whole life at being hurt and carrying this hurt when I don't have to, what kind of life am I going to live? So I was able to, I would never understand him and why he did what he did, but I was able to forgive him for my own self, not to validate, to vindicate him in any way, but just because I feel like I deserve peace. And I've never spoken to this person, you know, or had or heard anything, him apologize on his side after the fact. But I feel like I'm at a place where I know a lot of people who've been through what I've been through don't recover from it. And there's beauty in being able to do that. And there's freedom in being able to do that. And it's helped me have a better walk through life as an adult, as a woman, you know, today. And it's not been easy. It's, you know, it's a gradual process. There's, I still have triggers, but I decided this is not going to be, you know, where I'm not going to allow this situation to stop me in my tracks and to just carry this remorse and this pain. And, you know, with the situation with Jordan, I knew then and I knew now the weight of, you know, the words that he used. And I never excused it. I was not, you know, quick to give him a pass. I knew that it wasn't just about me because we were on a television show. So I knew no matter where you and I go from here, you still are going to have to answer to my community. And they may not forgive you in the same capacity or at the same speed that I do. But all I can do is do it my way. And I never felt rushed. I never felt like I had to. I never felt like we had to leave that house and make amends. And what went on between he and I is literally not even the worst thing that happened. I mean, anyone who's watched it knows the physical altercation that happened 3 days before we left. We were done filming. And that was more painful to me because I couldn't have fathomed being in that type of situation, you know, with people who maybe I'm not necessarily like deep friends with, but people that I at least respect your territory. And I feel like we've done it for 3 months. Let's like get to the finish line. So, you know, and I'm friends with those people now. I just feel like I understand the pain, the weight of how everything is coming together. And it's a perfect storm. And I am not excusing him. I know he can take the heat and I am a big person in accountability. And I just feel like as his friend, as someone that knows his heart and, you know, how much we have grown together and spent time with each other off camera and been in each other's lives, not for the appeasement of the fans, but just we organically love each other and, you know, have been there for one another. I felt like as his friend, it's necessary for people to know my perspective. And if this is still not good enough, I respect that too, because the pain runs deep. And, you know, the words that were used are painful and it's dangerous, you know, to, you know, for people to feel like, you know, I can use it loosely or, you know, if I'm drunk, it's an excuse. I understand all of that. But I can only speak from how I feel in my heart. And I love this man and we've grown both together. And I mean, you don't even understand how immature and like lost all of us were back then. And that's why they brought us together. You know, I think it was like a beautiful story in a nutshell of like the ugly bits of life and, you know, how we can turn it around and not just for entertainment, but, you know, really do put in the work after, you know, the camera's cut off.
Naya, you mentioned earlier saving face. Jordan, a lot of people are commenting and saying, you know, he's pretty much doing this to save face. Jordan is doing this because he wants to secure his spot on more seasons of the challenge. What do you have to say to the people that are saying that about you?
Okay.
I saw those. Let me grab this one.
Go ahead.
Because I saw those. And just for the record, MTV has not called me. They're not telling us to do this. This is Naya DM'd me a couple days ago and said, hey, I see this stuff happening. Should we say something? And I was like, I don't know.
It was longer than a couple days ago, by the way. It was like a week and a half ago before any of this happened.
And I was just like, I don't know. Like, and then more and more people with this, you know, all these accounts started popping up. And then she was like, hey, we should say something and let's figure it out. And I was like, well, I don't, let's go live and just talk to people. So this isn't to save face. Like, I'm not being told to do this. This isn't a PR stunt or tour. This is Naya hit me up. I've been really worried about this as well, because this isn't how I feel. These clips are not a reflection of me as a person. And we have to address that, especially now when it's at the movement is at the height. So it just only felt right that we should talk about it now. There is something I do want to address. One of the biggest comments that I saw was, we didn't hear an apology. And you're right. And I apologized years ago, but I understand that right now is an incredible time of pain and suffering, and that I need to apologize again. And I need to let this community know that I am remorseful, because I am. The words that came out of my mouth are not a reflection of me as a person, and not a reflection of what I believe or what I believe our nation is about or should be about. So I will continue to stand with you, and I apologize to anyone that I offended via the clips, via back then, anytime. It was unacceptable behavior.
And I'm sure the fans are very, very happy that for that apology. But something else that a lot of fans are wanting to see, and that they're very curious about, it's about the accountability. You know, what happened with Dee? What happened with Taylor from Teen Mom? What happened with Alex from Siesta Key? You know, they all got fired from MTV. And so now the heat is on you, and many fans are wondering, well, what about Jordan? He did this and said this years ago, and it was all on TV. Why hasn't MTV said anything? Why hasn't MTV cut him out of any of this season of The Challenge? Why do you think that hasn't happened to you, but it's happened to your reality show peers?
There's a huge difference, and that is Naya and I went on an entire after show to right our wrong. You know what I mean? We got to sit down with a moderator and discuss everything. We went play by play, and we discussed it all. So not only did we come together at the end of our season, make amends, but we did an entire after show after the season had aired, that aired right on the heels of the episode that same night. And we got to address everything, and we got to publicly apologize to each other. So the wrong was righted in our instance. And I can't speak on the other instances. You know, I know that timing is a huge issue with some of these. And I don't know their backstories. I don't know their history with the company, if they have other things. So I just don't know. So I can't really speak on them. But our situation, there's a big difference.
All right, I want to talk about Dee real quick, because she was your castmate this season. She got the axe for insensitive comments. Do you think that she deserved to get fired from MTV over what she said?
I really think that the network acted in haste a little bit, because I think it could have been a learning opportunity. But, you know, once that decision is made, I don't think that they can, it's just hard to turn back from, you know? So it happened very quickly, and the political climate is very, very hot. So timing is everything. So I think just as public figures, we have to be aware of the climate and who we're speaking to. So again, I don't know the full details there, but you know, from what we can see, I don't know. I think maybe it was a little bit in haste.
Naya, what about you? Do you think Dee deserved what she got for her comments? And as a Black woman, what did you think about those comments when you saw them?
So I first and foremost didn't know her like any of the other people that have been getting canceled, but I have been recently informed of like what the statements that they made. And I thought what she said was, it was just tacky. Is distasteful. It was tone deaf. I don't know her personally, but to, you know, from what Jordan said, it's like we were fortunate enough to right our wrongs, not just in private amongst ourselves over the years, but publicly after the show aired and before we even left the house. You know, we had already made amends and decided that we're going to try to move forward together. And I feel like that was his moment of accountability. And it's just not one of those clips that's sensationalized or that's shared as much as the others. And I understand that. I mean, I understand how reality TV or just TV in general works. But I was at peace. I felt like we left no stone unturned. And I felt really good about it. I felt very optimistic about he and I's relationship and just not even about forgiving the acts that we, you know, did against each other. But I know that this person is willing to get to know me in a way that he wasn't in that house. And we did that. And like I said, it wasn't overnight. I'm so far removed from the show because I haven't been on in so long. But I know how it can be because I used to tweet wild stuff and I said and did wild things on television, some of which, you know, I might be held accountable for, you know, in the coming days, which I'm happy to answer to those things because it happened. But for me, I see that there's a distinction between Jordan and I situation and what's going on with like just loose tweets that were left in the Twitter sphere and were never taken down, you know, it's like a perfect storm of like how things are just like everybody's, you know, on the chopping block right now. But first and foremost, I feel like if this isn't an example of watch what you say in front of people at a bar, at tables, in your home, watch what you say and do, especially what you put on the internet. It's cute in the moment. And I know that like her statement, it was very tacky. It almost like spoke to the fact that she thinks of Black men as a fetish. And I don't necessarily know if that's the truth, but that's just something that she has to answer for, just like Jordan did. And Jordan, you know, fortunately we did it in the moment. It's just not something that, you know, a lot of the viewers or fans or people that are now learning about who he and I were or have seen that clip, you know, were privy to. So yeah.
So, you know, you mentioned that you pretty much don't agree with what Dee said, which a lot of people would agree with you. Since it seems like you both got a second chance, you know, from what happened with both of you on the challenge, Jordan, what happened with you on The Real World, do these people who have been fired from MTV, do they deserve a second chance like you guys do?
Let me just say one thing. There's this misconception that I was banned from coming back on the challenges because of my behavior. I just stopped getting called. I was after the season that I was technically kicked off of the challenge, my second challenge. They still call me back. They still ask me to come on and do, it was like a sibling theme with me and my little sister. And for me, I felt like it wasn't worth it because of how much I love her. And like, I just knew that environment way too well that I felt like it's just not a safe space to do that and involve my family. But they were very adamant about trying to get me and her on there. I was not banned. And that was fresh off of the season that I had been kicked off of for my inappropriate and disgusting language. And I, you know, want to highlight that as well. Like the same thing that he's being, you know, held accountable for right now. My situation was very similar. You know, I used a word that was disgusting. I physically violated him in a way that, you know, was not appropriate. And they felt it was necessary to, you know, remove me because it wouldn't have been fair if the tables were turned. And I am at peace with that. And I've always been. So, you know, I just, our situation is, I'm not saying that it's different in that it can't be, you know, put on Front Street and it's not a part of the conversation, but it's just, unfortunately, the way it was handled, it was like we were given time to really work through this and move past it, you know, for the better.
Mm-hmm. Now, I definitely want to get back to you on getting that call back for mm-hmm. that season of the challenge. But Jordan, back to my other question, do you think, because it seems like, well, first, let me ask, what's your stance like with MTV now? Because there have been rumors going around that Viacom had meetings about you and a couple of cast members. There were rumors that they put you on suspension and that you wouldn't be able to do a couple of seasons of the challenge. But after 1 to 3 or 4 seasons, you would be able to come back. Is there any truth to that?
No. None. I haven't spoken to MTV at all. I haven't spoken to Viacom at all. I haven't spoken to Bruno Murray at all. Naya is it.
And do you think that these people deserve a second chance like you did? Because you pretty much did get a second chance because no one has really, the big heads haven't really come after you.
I absolutely hope they do get a second chance. Most of this stuff, it comes from ignorance. Mm-hmm. It comes from ignorance. And I don't think it comes from a place of, no, I don't think I know. It doesn't come from a place of systemic hate. So I really hope that they are given the chance to redeem themselves for sure.
And speaking of redeeming themselves, so Naya, you got that call back to be on, I want to say it was Bloodlines, correct?
Yeah.
Your sister. So, and you said this, you know, you made some very inappropriate comments the season prior. You did what you said, awful things to Jordan, but they still asked you back. And a lot of people are saying, and I know this has nothing to do with race or racism, but both are awful things, you know? And I know they're not equal, but why do you think you were able to get a call back, but these people who have also done awful things, which again, are not the same, but they're still awful, why were you able to get a call back and not them?
I think it was because the storm, there wasn't a storm like there is now. You know, with everything going on with, you know, the line in the sand that has been drawn, it's put a lot of pressure on different companies and different corporations, networks to, you know, not necessarily right their wrongs, but just show where their solidarity. And, you know, there wasn't really anything going on in the world that would have forced MTV to like force their hand to get rid of me. But I think that it was already, the conversations were already happening in the network, I would assume, because once I casually said, I'm not bringing my little sister on there, they never called again. So maybe they were willing to give me a chance to come on there and to, I don't know, in their head, they thought maybe this will show a softer side. I'm such a hound about my sister and so protective. And I had been in that environment that I didn't think it was safe. So maybe they just thought, all right, well, we were going to give her a chance. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't sitting at those tables, but I just think that it's just the attention that's being brought to a lot of things right now. And I still support it. I think people should be called out. You know, there's also, we did those after shows after, you know, I got kicked off. I held myself accountable for the stuff that I said. You know, I talked to a lot of my friends and, you know, they gave me, you know, their take on it, and I was deeply remorseful, deeply apologetic. Honestly, if I talk about it long enough, I would like burst into tears because it wasn't a reflection of my heart then and it wasn't now. And it's so similar to what Jordan did. It's literally the same thing. because, you know, in that moment where we're tired and drinking and blah, 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 and we're having this fight, and I was like overtly using the N-word towards him and he used it back. It's the same situation or kind of similar to where I found myself so comfortable using the F word, because in my group of, you know, gay friends, they do use it casually, and that's still not my right to use it. And I used it in a way where we were in a fight, so it came off like a slur. And even if it didn't belong to him, it's still distasteful and wildly ignorant. And I know that that word is attached to a lot of pain to a community that maybe I don't belong to, but that I deeply love and respect. And, you know, I had to eat that, you know, I had to realize that, yeah, you can apologize, but there is going to be people, and I've gotten tweets over the years of people that have seen that moment and, you know, still feel a way. And I allow them to feel that way. You know, I know I'm at peace because I know it's not a reflection of who I am, but it's still a consequence. Like, there are consequences. People, you know, you do things and you may lose your job. People, there's consequences of actions where people lose their lives. And I'm not trying to downplay it in any way. And if it comes up, you know, it's Gay Pride Month. If it comes up, I'm happy to, you know, sit in this seat again and take as much heat as possible. I think maybe the reason I haven't is because I'm not on television anymore, but I'm not afraid to, you know, go there. And to, even though it's years ago, I still, you know, am passionate about just righting my wrong and knowing that some people may never forgive me and some people may never forgive Jordan. But I think that it's important for, you know, both of us to come together and show the beauty in all of this, whether you want to focus on that or not. I love him. He loves me. Our friendship should probably have never happened, you know, because of how crazy and intense the, you know, the heat of it was, but we still forced our way through that and were able to find, you know, find our way to the other side. And I think that's the story that I would like to be carried, you know, from here on out.
You guys mentioned the special that you had, mm-hmm. MTV special that you had with Coral. And I think what a lot of people are getting at is specifically Jordan, you had a chance to talk about it and right your wrongs. These other people, Dee, Taylor, you know, all these other people from different reality shows getting fired, they weren't given that platform. And so I guess this brings me back to accountability, where people just, they don't think you're being held accountable. And I a lot of people are saying they don't want to see you on the challenge anymore. Do you agree with that? Do you think that you need to not be on the challenge and remove yourself from MTV in order to be held accountable to the fans?
Absolutely not. I mean, how do you learn at all? How would anyone learn from any of this? Like, it's just, what we're really fighting is systemic racism. And that's not what we're talking about here in this situation. And I think that's the key difference. So, no, I think keeping me there and me now, like this political climate, the events that we've had unfold right in front of us, it's now sparked this fire of, okay, now we talk and now we use every advocate we can. You don't shut us up. You use them. You use me. And I want to put forth all the best information I can. I want to get the legislation changed that needs to be changed. Those are the conversations that I want to have. How do we make change? Everyone says it starts with the individual. This individual is changed. So now put me to work. Let me know how I can help you.
And how has Tori been doing throughout all this? Because everyone loves Tori. We all love Tori. She is that ride or die for you. How has she been doing through this whole situation?
I honestly, it makes me, you know, it hurts my heart a little bit to see Tori have to go through this stuff and catch the heat from the things that I did from such a long time ago. Because, you know, Tori's just out here giving love and she wants everyone else to give love too. So it hurts her when that's not being given. But she's been a trooper and she's been a huge figure on helping educate myself. Every day I come home, she's like, "Hey, I found this new thing. Check it out. Hey, I found this new person. Check them out. Hey, follow this person." And now I have reading material for the rest of the night or the morning, you know, so I can't talk enough about Tori.
Have you talked to any other cast members about this situation? You know, what are they thinking about this? Do they think it's fair that you're going through this? Do they think you deserve it? What are your peers saying?
I have gotten quite a few text messages, DMs from people that are just saying, "Hey man, sorry this is happening. You know, stand strong." A lot of people are texting me saying, "Hey, if you need me to say something, you know, I have brothers back home, I have family back home, and I mean, when they have to text me, you know, and ask me, like, hey, you know, you need me standing in front of you, you know, that sucks." And these are people that I grew up with. You know, people want to try and put this label on you that you just know in your heart is not true. So
what do you think it's going to take for people to finally get back on your side? Because before all this happened, you were the GOAT, man. You were the GOAT of MTV The Challenge. And now it seems like not all, but some fans are turning away from you for what you, and you know, I don't even think it's for what you said. It brings me back to accountability and, you know, what happened with you compared to everyone else. I think that's why a lot of people are upset. But what do you think it's going to take in order to get these fans back on your side, to let them know that, you know, you are the complete opposite person of what they're portraying you out to be?
I think the honest answer here, Benny, is we're not going to get everyone on my side. But for the people who are open to it, consistency is going to be key. Being consistent advocate for my brothers and sisters, you know, using my platform, it's all, you know, that's all we can do. We can't snap our fingers and then say, "All right, it's all done," you know. So all we can do is keep holding each other accountable and let me be consistent with my behavior. Like, look at my track record, you know, look at my family's track record. It's just, this is a terrible event. It was a terrible night, but we can't take it back. So let's deal with it.
And this question is for both of you. Many people have been saying, you know what? MTV should just fire everyone that's made an insensitive comment. They should fire everyone that's made a racist comment, whether it was big or small. What do you both think about that? Should MTV go that route? And when I mean everyone, every race, religion, everyone.
I think, okay, and this also will answer a little bit, Naya, the question that you had earlier. And I think context is everything. Political climate is everything. Comedians were making jokes 10 years ago that you can't even look at on paper today, right? Not to mention 20 years ago, reality television 5 years ago was different than what it is today. 10 years ago, whole different story. 20 years ago. So everything evolves. And if we're going to sit here and say, "All right, you're up next. We're going back 10, 15, 20, 25. Oh, there it was, 26 years ago. We got you. You're out." Is that what we're proposing? And then just like, "All right, next up, you 10, 15. Oh, got you. 17 years ago. There's yours. You're out." Or do we just keep changing? I don't know. Benny, I don't really know the answer, but I think a little bit of the answer to Naya's question is the political climate and context are everything. These are not simple issues?
Okay, so on that question, for me, I mean, I was unofficially but officially kicked off in some capacity, and I still don't feel like this is like should be a free-for-all just canceling people for their past transgressions. I feel like it's better to hold people accountable, address these issues, and give them room to make improvements, and not just through a words or a tweet or a statement that their publicist put out, but through their actions. And, you know, I feel like life, you know, and God have given me so many chances in life, and that's just where my heart stands. But at the same time, I understand how painful our society is right now. And I understand how far deep it runs. And I'm not putting a Band-Aid on that. But I have been in this reality TV world. I've also been a person who didn't understand that certain things can offend certain people, and that I also misused my platform several times over. You know, I just think, I don't know, you know, I can't speak for everybody's situation, but for me and Jordan, you know, like I said, this was something that I brought to him that I felt like it would bring me peace to be able to stand by his side and to take some of the heat in terms of, I understand that we're not going to appease everybody, but I want you to know that where he and I are right now is so sincere and it's so beautiful. And if this can be contagious, and if this can be the message for, you know, other people who, you know, are going through things in their own households or their own communities or whatnot, or just carrying the spirit of unforgiveness or pain, there is a way out, you know, and it's a personal choice. And it wasn't easy, you know, even in the moment, you know, that this stuff happened back then, I still felt like my community may think that I'm too forgiving. But I know that I wasn't. I know that I looked into his soul and I said, I'm willing to give you the same chance that if I were in your shoes, you would give me. And the crazy part about it is he fucking did it like a year later when I like, you know, went to the extreme and, you know, misbehaved. So, and I mean, the fact that it was the same person, literally. So, you know, and he gave that to me as well, you know, without question. I just think that's, I want us to be the carriers of that message. And it's there on the table for those who want to receive it. And those who don't, we are at peace and we still stand in solidarity with you guys. I know I do. I know he does. And we're just willing to put in the work. And I'm willing to, even though I'm not, you know, my situation is not being put on the forefront right now, if it ever is, I'm happy, you know, to address that as well. So, yeah.
And you mentioned coming to peace, healing for people who want to, and this can be for both of you, for people who want to forgive both of you for your past actions, but you know, they try, but they can't. And they can't see further from what you both did. What do you think the healing process is to forgive? Not forget, but forgive.
Time. I don't think we should force Black people to do anything that they don't feel comfortable right now because of what we are experiencing. It is like the first time in my lifetime that I've ever gone through this. Where, I mean, I am such an empath that things just physically and emotionally affect me, even though they don't happen to me. And I feel like a lot of people are, and this is literally the root of our existence in this country. I don't think we should tell people what to do or how to do it. I think time and action, you know, the true testament of change, a true testament of love is how you walk through this earth. And like, when also, you know, when you see something, say something. I mean, that's like, you hear that message all the time. If it's in an airport, you know, post 9/11, or, you know, now that people feel more inclined to record when they see someone getting pulled over just to protect them, even if they don't know them. I feel like those type of actions And when you hear your friends in conversation, whether it's drunk or at the dinner table with your parents, you know, being able to have the courage to have dialogue, to shut shit down, to draw a line in the sand and, you know, be, even if it costs you friendships, if it costs you family, if it costs you allies, like, you know that you did your part. And that's the only way to, like, you know, let the air out of that tire, I feel, until, you know, it eventually stops. But I mean, who knows? Jordan and I can only do our part. And we just hope that everyone, you know, comes on this journey with us. And we're happy to, like, be with everybody in their emotions as they are right now. And not, this is not a press run. You know, you asked me to do this show. I asked him to do live.
I did.
I asked him to do this show. I know he's not, you know, the type to get out on the forefront. And neither of us are, like, you know, public speakers or any of that, you know. But I just felt like we have a responsibility, especially to our generation, to show that look at the beauty that we arrived at. And let's encourage others to do the same. But do it on your own time.
I think
I want to talk about this rumor. We were actually talking about it on our last Challenge After show, and it's about your contracts. And we heard this rumor that on, I think it was the Challenge contract, on your contracts, it says you are allowed to say whatever you want, racist, offensive, as long as it's on the show, you won't get in trouble for it. Now, I know you both, Nye, you've been away from the Challenge for some time, so I don't know if contracts are different now, but just for both of you, is there any truth to that whatsoever?
Absolutely not. It is completely the opposite. It is, hey, your actions and your words are yours, and we're just going to own them. So have fun. That's literally, they don't protect us anything. It's all there. Those contracts do not support us. They protect the network, and that's it. We are not protected from that kind of, like, what, I don't even know, like, how you would, because it was said on the show, nobody, yeah, right. Anybody, like.
Right. And speaking of, you know, the show and protecting the show, I had Nehemiah on yesterday, and we talked about some pretty interesting things. And he said that MTV has had a problem with racism for many years, and that MTV, you know, they need to buckle down on the real racist. Do you agree with that comment? Do you think MTV has had a problem with racist people throughout the years for the both of you?
I
didn't really watch the show outside of, like, what we did, so I can't.
Even when you did The Real World, and you,
even with, like, production or anything.
No, I didn't feel that at all. I mean, they were not involved. Like, they literally let us live our lives, at least in my experience. I didn't feel that. That was not something that I, like, even heard spoken about from, like, previous seasons. But I'm not saying it's not true, but it wasn't anything that I was privy to.
I never saw anything either. I never saw anything. I've never heard any blatant. But I would say I'd love to see more people of color on the show.
Hell yeah.
I notice that all the time. Like, when we get to seasons, I'm like, Corey, Leroy, like, Devon, I'm like,
literally,
what, like, there's 30 of us here. How is this the breakdown?
Yeah.
So, you know, I do support that movement.
And we only have, like, 5 minutes left. Real quick, you talked about Corey and Devon. Have any Black people from the Challenge, or just people of color, you know, come up to you and say, you know, hey, man, I support you. I know you're not this person. I'm sorry for what you're going through.
Absolutely. Like, those, honestly, to all of you that have written, like, I know I haven't replied to everybody, but my brothers reached out. I have, you know, people that I grew up with my whole life who are Black. They've reached out, like, hey, do you need me to say something, brother? I'm like, you know, no, we'll handle this. And to everyone who sent DMs, they've all said, hey, man, we understand what this was, and we're sorry that people are trying to blow this up. So just know we stand with you, and we hope to see you on the show. And I appreciate that more than you guys know.
And final question, I'm just going to give you guys the floor. What do you want fans to get from this entire conversation? Starting with you, Jordan.
I think the biggest thing is look at how we've handled it, right? Look at how bad of a situation we came from. We were able to grow. We were able to find common ground and move forward and prosper. And I think that if we can do that with individual relationships, it will expand into the community, which will flood everybody. And then it takes us all. We need each other. We have to come together. And the sooner we all realize that. So I just hope everyone sees that forgiveness is the way. I know it's not going to be for everyone, and not right now. Benny, you touched on this. Some people are just not going to get over it, and it's going to take time. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you the amount of messages I get that say, yo, Jordan, I hated you. I hated you so much from the beginning, but now I understand. And what people forget often is I'm on a game show. I'm there to compete. And so I'm playing a game at all times. So we're not there in normal society. So it's normal society's rules are very bent when we're in that house. But I can't tell you the amount of messages I get to say, hey, man, I hated you, but I understand now.
Miss Naya.
I have absolutely gotten those same messages over the years. A lot of people are now watching me on TV, even though I haven't been on there in a long time, but they still say the same thing. And I appreciate that even, you know, where there were times where I misbehaved, they were still willing to give me a chance and to watch the season through, and then to follow me on my life outside of the show, and then form, you know, or make an informed judgment based on me, not who I was back then. And in those moments where, you know, I made mistakes, but who I've become as a woman. You know, for me, this is just like the most important thing is growth. This country, that's what's most celebrated about it, you know, like how far we've come. And I just feel like, you know, it is necessary to be angry, to sit in that pain, to do it for however long it is necessary for you. There is no time limit, but then to arrive at a point where you say, how do I find peace? How do I, you know, how am I able to, you know, do my part in terms of my own personal experiences? Because we're only in control of our own household, our own little world, but together, you know, it's infectious. And if we're all, you know, willing to move forward and understand that we can't stay here, even in the pain, we can't stay here. And there's so much beauty and like freedom on the other side of it. And I experienced it, you know, back then, and I experienced it now. And, you know I'm like a really smiley, bubbly person, and this is a serious topic, but I'm just at a place where I'm like, I'm hoping more people come over to this side because it feels damn good, you know? And I'm happy to pull my brothers and sisters up. I'm happy to stand beside Jordan during this moment. I'm happy to take some of the heat. I'll take all of it if it's necessary. I know it's not necessary or wanted, but I have arrived at a place with him and with myself that I feel is necessary for me to say, everybody else, let's go there, you know? So, I hope that, you know, we answer a lot of questions, and I know that this is not over. We're going to have to continue to do work and have these discussions, and I'm happy to be there, even though I'm not on the show. I just feel like, you know, I'm still willing to lend my voice and put in the work.
Well, Naya, Jordan, thank you both so much, seriously, coming on.
Thank you,
for talking about, like I said at the beginning, this is a very serious topic. It takes a lot of courage to come out and talk about this stuff, knowing what Jordan, especially you, what you're going through, Nia, what you've gone through and what you're going through now for sticking up for Jordan. So I want to thank you guys so much for coming on. But that is all the time we have for you guys today. You guys can follow Nia and Jordan on their social medias in the bio below. I'm your host, Benny Adams. You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams. I'll see you guys later.
Bye. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.